The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara here continues with the topic of where the Mizbeach was in the Beis HaMikdosh. And bearing that in mind, I would like to discuss in this shiur about the halachas of where the Mizbeach is and how that carries over to a practical halacha. Today, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam should build it, b'mehera v'yameinu, but until then, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, and we don't have the application of where the Mizbeach is, but we do have a Mikdash Ma'at, we have Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashos. And in those Batinisias and in those Batimidrashis, we have a Bima. And we'll see that there are some poskim that compare that Bima to the Mizbeach, and the location of the Bima to the location of the Mizbeach. And so let's begin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah Nesiyas Kapayim that the Bima should be in the middle of the Shul, in order that when the person gets an Aliyah, or if somebody gives a drasha, everybody should be able to hear. If the bima is in the middle, it's in the center, it's closest to as many people as possible. Comes the Kesef Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah discusses that there were some places where the bima was not in the middle. So the Kesef Mishnah was bothered, how could people not put the bima in the middle like what the Rambam said? Said the Kesef Mishnah, the reason why those people did not put it in the middle is because, since the Rambam's whole reason is because in order that people should be able to hear, so it depends how the shul is set up. It says in his days, the Bavinisenu, the shuls are small, and everybody will be able to hear even if the bima is not in the middle. So then there's no kipedo if the bima is not in the middle. So says the Kesef Mishnah. And the halacha of the Rambam is actually a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the bima should be in the middle in order that when people get an aliyah, everyone should be able to hear. Comes the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer he was asked this question about the bima, if the bima could be put elsewhere other than in the middle. And he brings down this Kesef Mishnah that said that if there's it's a small shul and everybody will be able to hear even if the bima is not in the middle, then it's okay to put the bima not in the middle. And says the Chassam Sofer, even though what the Kesef Mishnah said is true, in other words, the Kesef Mishnah was only coming, says the Chassam Sofer, to be miyash of the minhag ha'olam. He saw that there were some kihilos that put the bima not in the middle, and he wanted to give a yishuv, he gave an answer. The Kesef Mishnah found a way how to fit those kehillas together with the psak of the Rambam. However, says the Chassam Sofer, there are other reasons why the bima has to be in the middle, and really, those kehillas that put the bima not in the center, they made a big mistake, and it's a wrong thing to do. Says the Chassam Sofer, we have to put the bima in the middle. And he says two things. We have to pay attention to how the Chassam Sofer says it, because we're going to see the other Achrayim talk about the Chassam Sofer, how the Chassam Sofer said it. Says the Chassam Sofer, we have to put the Mizbeach in the middle, the bima in the middle, because the bima is like a Mizbeach. And he says, why, in what way is it like a Mizbeach? The bima is like a Mizbeach because we go around the bima with the Hoshanis and Sukkis, just like in the Beis HaMikdosh, they went around the Mizbeach. And also, we have that the bima is like a Mizbeach because we lean on the bima, the Torah, the parish of the Karbonis. So again, the Karbonis is like, we're brought on the Mizbeach, and we put the Torah that we lay in Karbonis on this bima. So also some comparison to the Mizbeach. And then, says the Chassam Sofer, another thing, that the bima is compared to the mizbeach hapanimi, which is in the heichal, and that was in the middle of the bayis, and therefore, just like, says the Chassam Sofer, since the bima is like the mizbeach, just like the mizbeach was in the middle, so too the bima has to be in the middle. So even if it's a small shul, and everybody will be able to hear, it doesn't make a difference. Still, the bima has to be in the middle, just like the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was in the middle. And the truth is that the same concept that the Chassam Sofer says, the Netziv in Tshuvas Meshev Davar, or Chaim Simitazvav, says the same thing, says the same concept. However, there are others, especially reform or conservative people that came, and writers, and they came and they asked on the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer, how could you tell me that the Mizbeach has to be in the middle, the Bima has to be in the middle like the Mizbeach? I, L'chayra, we paskin that the Mizbeach was in the Dorim, was in the south side. In other words, we have a machlokes in the Gemara. If the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was in the middle of the Azara, or the Dorim side, so it's a machlokes, and these writers said that we paskin that the Mizbeach was in the Dorim. So if anything, it's a machlokes, and if anything, the halacha is that it was in the Dorim. So how could the Chassam Sofer tell me that the reason why the Bima has to be in the middle was because of the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach was in the middle, when in fact it wasn't in the middle? Now, there were others that also asked on the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said two different things. The Chassam Sofer said it should be in the middle like the Mizbeach, because the Bima is like a Mizbeach, just like we went around the Hakafis of the Mizbeach with the Lulav and Arave in the Beis HaMikdosh. So too, we go around the Lulav and we do a Shanis around the Bima. So that's why the Bima is like a Mizbeach. Now, if that comparison is like the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, then the Chassam Sofer said it's like the Mizbeach HaPenimi. So, which one is it like? Is it like the Mizbeach HaChitzoin? Or is it like the Mizbeach HaPenimi? So the Chassam Sofer was L'chayr Soisir himself. What is he comparing the Bima to? Did he compare it to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin? Or did he compare it to the Mizbeach HaPenimi? So on the first question, Alexander Moshe Lapidus went and he came to answer the Chassam Sofer. He said people came and asked on the Chassam Sofer, how could the Chassam Sofer say the Mizbeach has to be in the middle like the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, when in fact the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was on the Dorim side, it wasn't in the middle? Says Alexander Moshe Lapidus, what the Chassam Sofer means is that the Bima has to be centered from front to back. In between the front and the back, the Bima, between the front and the back, the Bima has to be centered. And there, it has to be centered. And that, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was also centered. Even though the Gemara has a machlokes of whether towards the Tzofin side or the Dorim side, if it was centered, that's only towards, in relative to Tzofin and Dorim. But in relative to the directions of Mizrach and Ma'ariv, in that way it was centered, and so too the Bima has to be centered. And in the Hanami, if you want, you can put the Bima more Tzofin or more Dorim. So says the Alexander Moshe Lapidus. That's as far as the first question. The Zecher Yosef talks about both questions. He says a different answer. He says, he brings down these two questions. The L'chayra is the Chassam Sofer comparing it to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin or the Mizbeach HaPenimi. And also, L'chayra, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, according to some Shittos, is in the Dorim. So he says the Chassam Sofer means two things. The Chassam Sofer said two independent things. The Chassam Sofer said it's compared both to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and to the Mizbeach HaPenimi. In some ways, it's considered like the Mizbeach HaPenimi. In some ways, like Mizbeach HaChitzoin. So we have to put it in the middle, and fully in the middle, because it's compared to the Mizbeach HaPenimi. And then he was also saying that we can't put it all the way to the front, because it's also compared to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, like we find that they did HaKafis around it, so we have to put it in a way where we'll be able to make HaKafis around the Bima. Now, apparently, the thrust of the Chassam Sofer was that he was fighting against Reform and Conservative, and he saw that, he realized that changes in Minhagim is the worst thing. The changes in Minhagim of how to build the shul could chas v'shalom be the first step in people going off the derech. They start changing how the shul is. They can start with changing where the bima is. Then they can start taking the mechitza down, chas v'shalom. And then they can go from one step to another step until chas v'shalom. They can, who knows, be mechal shabbos or who knows what chas v'shalom. And that was the thrust of what the Chassam Sofer, although he didn't say it, but he was saying there's reasons for everything, and we cannot change Minhagim. Yom Moshe, in a few tshuvas, Nigras Moshe, and there's really other many tshuvas, there's many, many tshuvas on this topic, and there's a Minchas Yitzchok that says quite strongly what I was saying before, and other tshuvas, that one of the biggest problems over here is because of Chukisayim, they say Lechu. This minig is what is a part of, is Yadus, it's part of Yiddishkeit, and changing it is in some ways going to be Chas V'Shalom comparing or going away from the Yiddish minig of the Bima being in the middle. Reb Moshe finds in Inigus Moshe, this is in Orach Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simin Mem Beis, and in Orach Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. Moshe was asked about whether it's possible to build a shul without having the beam in the middle. And he brings down that the Chassam Sofer, and he says the Meshav Dover also, both say that the beam has to be in the middle, just like the Mizbeach. So the Moshe says he doesn't understand where the Chassam Sofer got it from, that the bima is like the Mizbeach, Mehecha Tesi. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, the main reason why the bima has to be in the middle is in order that everybody should be able to hear the Baal Kaira. Like what is Mashma from the Rambam? The Rambam said, and the way the Chassam Mishnah explained, you know, it depends, if everybody will be able to hear it, it's fine to do it away from the middle. And he said that is the main reason, and therefore the Moshe says that if we're going to have a shul where it's very big and there's a chashash that many times the shul will not get filled, and when it won't get filled, the people that will attend will sit up front, so therefore people will be able to hear better if the bima will be up front, not in the center. And then in such cases it's better to build the bima more up front. L'chaya. So, Reb Moshe says that he doesn't understand the Chassam Sofer. The main reason is because of what the Rambam says, everybody should be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, if anything, if you have a case where people will be able to hear better, if it's not in the middle, we should do it like that. Now, he does agree that the reason of the Chassam Sofer to have it in a way that people should be able to go around it and make hakaf is that l'chayr is a very good reason, because we are makif the bima just like we're makif the mizbeach. But for that, you could just have the bima a little far away from the Aron Kodesh to be able to go around without having it exactly in the middle. You don't have to have it exactly in the middle. On the other hand, Reb Moshe says he's not going to disagree with the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't understand the Chassam Sofer. It's a Chassam Sofer. It's a Meshav Dover. He doesn't understand it. Where's the makar that the bima is like the mizbeach? Nevertheless, we're going to have to follow it. But, says Reb Moshe, since I don't understand, it's enough, it would be sufficient, it's only a svara without a source, so therefore we don't have to be so machmer on this halach of the Chassam Sofer and have that the bima is exactly in the middle. It's enough if it's roughly centered. It's enough if it's a little away from the Aron Kodesh that we're able in some way to call it centered, we're able to make the hakafis, and then it's good enough. And that's where Moshe says one tshuva, and another tshuva he says basically, on the same lines. Again, we don't have to make the bima in the middle. He doesn't understand the chsam soifer. Now, Rav Moshe, he says like this. It's very interesting. He says, we don't have to be so makpid in the middle. And sometimes it's even better to have it up front because people will be able to hear better. He says, al kapanim, there has to be some space between the amud and the bima. Now, but what he does say in one place is that if a person has a choice of davening in a shul that the bima is in the middle or the bima is not in the middle, a person should go ahead and daven in a shul where the bima is in the middle. So you see that as much as the Moshe says he doesn't understand fully the reason of the Chsam Sofer, and therefore we don't have to be so medaktik on the Chsam Sofer since there's no source to it and it's hard to understand the reason. He says it's a svara which l'chayra there's room to dings it with. Nevertheless, he does not argue. He says we could therefore be lenient, but we can't just mach it avek. Definitely we have to follow the reason of the Rambam that it has to be the best place as far as we are people will be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But if it's better to have it out of the center, as long as we can have it somehow that it's called centered, then we should do it like that. Nevertheless, wherever possible, we should certainly have the beam in the middle. Rav Moshe goes so far to say that a person should be kaveya if a person has to decide which shul. Should a person daven in a shul where the beam is in the middle? Where the beam is not in the middle, a person should go and daven in the shul where the beam is in the middle. And with this, I will conclude this shiur.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.